This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Before shutting fields down for the season, soybean farmers are encouraged to pull soil samples for SCN testing. The soybean cyst nematode, also called SCN, is a small parasitic roundworm that feeds on the roots of soybean plants. SDSU Extension State Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires.
SCN is called the silent yield robber, and that is because it can rob over 30% of your yield in soybeans before you ever observe above ground symptoms.
Soil sampling is the most effective means of determining the presence or absence of SCN, with positive findings in nearly every South Dakota soybean growing county to date. If detected, growers can implement management strategies. Shires advises pulling soil samples near field borders as SCN moves with soil and is often introduced on tires or blowing dirt. SCN also prefers sandy soils.
We also recommend that if you have an area that didn't yield as well, or if you were seeing plants that didn't look quite right, that you start sampling in those areas.
SCN populations are typically highest after the growing season, so now is the time to pull samples for free testing at the SDSU Plant Diagnostic Lab in Brookings. SCN sampling bags are offered at regional extension centers.
You could also use just any other type of soil sampling bag, like paper bag.
For details on pulling SCN soil samples, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search soybean cyst nematode.